Our scripture this morning is taken from Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Jesus Christ has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Jesus Christ.
This is my favorite letter of Paul. You know that Paul wrote basically, or almost half of the New Testament is attributed to Paul. He may not have written some of the letters and passages that are in his name, but people who did follow him, they wrote in his name sometimes. And the New Testament is basically an amalgamation of Paul and the early church. This letter was written from prison, yet probably in Rome towards the latter part of his life. Yet the major theme is joy. Joy must be at the heart of everything we do. I'm not talking about just clowning around joy. We do a little bit of that. But the joy that exults in existence, that says, thank you, God. I'm glad you made me. I'm glad you made those around me for me to be in relationship. I am glad about life. In fact, Paul's joy was so infectious that at one point in this letter, he says that the whole Praetorian Guard of Rome knew he was imprisoned for Christ's sake. His joy just exuded from him in such a way that while being a prisoner, even his jailers recognized his joy. And then he said these words, not that I have already obtained this or already have reached the goal. I had a t-shirt a long time ago, and the t-shirt just had letters all over it. It said, BPGINFWMY. There's someone out there that knows what that means. Sarah? It means, be patient. God is not finished with me yet. And no... No, I was just fixing to say, y'all have learned patience here with me, haven't you? Yes, you have. Be patient. God is not finished with me. When you are self-satisfied and sure you have it made, that is a sure sign that you have not. What Paul is telling the Philippians and us is to never quit growing in your faith. Not that I have made it my own yet. Never quit growing in your learning. I hope to know something tomorrow that I don't know today about my faith. Never quit growing in your relationships. The loving relationships that you have formed here over the years are part of that faith experience. Always, always understand that we are works in progress. And I am a work in progress, and I have good news and bad news about my progress. Okay. This bumper sticker has made me a better driver. You kind of see it coming, don't you? I am, to put it kindly, an aggressive driver. Am I telling the truth, sweetie? Yeah. I back off when Mary Louise is with me because it just, I'm afraid I'll scare her, but I'm just an aggressive driver. Always have been. I kid about my little Kia, so it won't go very fast, but it'll go as fast as it'll go really quick. And I put this bumper sticker on the back of it. Now, the other day, I was coming down Old 75, you know, out there by North 36, 336, and when it goes down and it comes up, and there's a lane that ends right there abruptly. Well, I'm driving in the left lane like I'm supposed to, and I'm just following a car, and I see this car coming up behind me that looks like they're going to try to cut me off before they get to the run out of lane. I don't let them in. They could have pulled behind me just as easily, but they were going and they were right beside me, and I wouldn't give an inch. And they had to back off and pull in behind me. And then the thought struck me. The first thing that he saw was this. I apologize to you and everyone associated with First Christian Church. But since that day, and Mary Louise can attest to this, I have been a more moderate driver. I have let people in even when they didn't ask to. We are all works in progress, and we will all fall far short of the glory of God. Is that any reason to give up? No. That's reason to redouble your efforts. Never quit growing in your faith. Never quit growing in your learning. Never quit growing in your relationships. Always understand we are works in progress. And then he says, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. We all have a deep and abiding need to belong, don't we? A lot of you in here will remember, and I almost hate to admit it, being a recovering alcoholic for 30 years, but my favorite TV show back in the day in the 80s was Cheers. Yeah. You know, Cheers was about a bar. Norm! And the words to the song say, you want to go where everybody knows your name. And that was part of the attraction of Cheers, is that there were relationships that were built, some of them not quite so healthy. But through the years, they felt like they belonged. And on its final episode, it was almost like losing a friend. We all want to belong. And Paul reminds us that Christ Jesus has made us his own. Those are powerful words for someone who is in the midst of a tough time. You are never, ever, ever alone in your struggle. And then Paul continues, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Do you have regrets in your life? If you don't, you just hadn't lived long enough yet. Yeah, buddy. Question. Do these regrets still sometimes haunt your consciousness? Oh, man. Me too. They sometimes do. Here's what to do with those regrets, and I try as best I can learn some of this in the very deepest of pits. First of all, for those regrets in your life, make amends where you can. If there's someone in this room here right now that you're having a tough time with, go up and just share your loving relationship with them. Get over it. Make amends. If you've harmed them, make it right. If they've harmed you, forgive them. Then learn the lessons to be learned. Learn the lessons to be learned from those regrets. God convinced me that God wanted me relatively poor. Now, some of y'all know about my foray into the oil and gas business, where I was a millionaire for about a minute and a half. Learn those lessons. And my lesson was, do what you know. Learn the lessons to be learned. And then, and this is hard to do. I have to do it several times for each regret. Give that regret to God. Some people do it. There are services that are designed for that, where you take those regrets and you write them on a paper and you bring them down to an altar and then you just set them on fire. I didn't think y'all would let us do that here. Give your regrets to God. God can handle them. You do not need to hold on to regrets of long ago. Let them cease having a hold on your consciousness. And then move on to make brand new mistakes. Well, I mean, that's what's going to happen, isn't it? I mean, we are human beings. We're gonna make those mistakes. We're gonna disappoint people we love. We are gonna not do what we ought to do and do what we ought to not do. Does that sound familiar? The good that I would do is exactly what I don't do. Wretched creature that I am. Yeah, Paul wrote those words. Paul concludes this passage. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, question. Is heaven the prize we get for being good little girls and boys? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. The older I get, the more it dawns on me that the mystery of eternity cannot be reduced to a formula. If I believe A and then do B, then C, heaven, is my reward. God loves us with a love that is unfathomable. It is unconditional. God loves each and every one of us with a love that we cannot begin to understand, and that love is the creative power of the universe. I believe that. I believe that we are created by that love and belong to the source of that love. I believe that. I believe that our goal in life is to recognize the source of our being and be in relationship with our Creator. I believe that at the end of this journey, we return to the source and ground of our being. I don't know about the furniture of heaven. Haven't a clue. I've told you that I envision it as my great-grandmother's dinner table and all the family is seated around it. But this I do know. We belong to God and we trust in God for the outcome. Amen.